We are live. It is Tuesday. It is the rundown. It is April 11th. It is brought to you by Movement Watches, 15% off. Movement Watches and free shipping and free returns and free shipping and free returns. They start just $95. They're disrupting the watch industry. They look like they should be $500. Nope, $95. And you get 15% off with free shipping and free returns, free shipping and free returns. If you buy this type of watch anywhere else in a store, $400, $500, $95, Movement Watches, MVMTWatches.com/rundown. Click on the link, click on the URL, and you'll get 15% off. So do that. All right, let's get into, I guess, you know, today it varies. Today's sort of still a slow day, I would say. The United story is still probably the number one story that people are talking about. The latest updates, the CEO wrote a letter to his company, and he basically said they followed proper protocol, didn't really apologize, came across as a real dick. More shocking than that take is that he thought he could write this letter without it getting leaked. It is absolutely asinine. And then two,
if you think that everything was followed, then you don't write the letter at all.
I guess you could stand up, be like, I don't think we did anything wrong.
Well, you either have to like do that,
yeah,
but to
rah,
think
rah,
that
rah
was
going to
be quiet is crazy.
You got to do a better job of writing it.
Side note, yeah, well, better job of writing. And then the guy who got beat up and dragged off has now become a star in his own right. So he's a, I guess you got to say he's bisexual because he has a family, but he also was arrested because he traded drugs for some gay sex. And there's some rumors out there that when he's checking your balls, when he's checking your nuts, he gets a little too into it and basically tries to turn it into a hand job. you know,
we got a lot to talk about here, but if you're at the doctor's office and your doctor just starts to give you a hand job, can't you just be like, dude, stop?
I think at some point you can be,
There's a moment
like are you under gas or something?
I almost trust anything
like,
a doctor says.
Stop.
There's a moment where you trust a doctor and he's like, I got to check you and you're uncomfortable. And then when it lasts like more than a second, I think you have to be like, this isn't normal.
I just always say I check myself. Whenever the doctor's like,
yeah, but what do you know what you're fucking, what do you mean
you just
check
lumps
yourself?
And shit.
I can't tell what's going on.
Yeah, I know, but I would rather that than have a guy like.
I think I told you when I went, they stuck their fingers right in my asshole. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
I already told this story. We're talking. It's on subject.
I know,
subject.
You're telling it again. It's just
no.
Well, we're talking. I mean, it's kind of
on subject.
Yeah, it's on point. I wasn't doing that for reaction.
I didn't hear your guys' initial take because I missed the rundown yesterday. What you guys were 100% on this guy's side?
100.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like 85%
on this
guy's
side.
What's the problem?
I didn't see the after when he's bleeding and saying, just kill me. Just kill me.
Kill me. Just kill me. Kill me. Just kill me.
Relax.
You had to go, kill me. Just kill me. That came me.
What the fuck was that?
How could you not?
I have no problem with what he did up until when like the cops show up and they're like, you gotta leave. Like I'm getting up and walking out and not getting tased.
Yeah,
like, I'm getting up and being like, okay, you know what? The police are here. Guess what? Like this really sucks. I'll fight another day. But I'm just gonna get like I'm not gonna get dragged out like that.
I maybe wouldn't do that, but I respect it. I mean, the main point being,
why I'm 85%.
You buy the ticket; it's your ticket. The airline just gotta keep increasing prices.
That's
until
probably
they
what
get
you
the...
should do. I think I would be a stubborn asshole.
No, you would not, Kevin. You of all people.
No, you wouldn't.
You're the king of. Oh. Don't mind my own business. Don't make a scene.
I don't.
You would absolutely get up.
No, I'm the king of mind my own business. That's not minding my business. They're coming into my business.
No,
I'm a big dick when it comes to like giving up spots at the bar, like bodying people for room. I'm like a big stickler for that.
Anyway, when a cop comes and says something like, I know this sounds crazy, but like, or
but were
you know,
those actual cops? I thought they were the like United.
Oh, like, they look like they had guns.
No, I think they're United employee, like the security.
If you have a
for
gun,
United.
You're a cop.
I don't know because like gangsters shoot people and shit.
Yeah, I mean I'm saying like if you have a gun and like the difference between a mall cop and a cop is a gun. If you have a gun on you, I consider you a police officer.
I think they were for United. I would like to think I do that. That's why 100%. But you may not. Like, I mean, we could have gotten dragged out of when we did Goodell. Like, the cops showed up, and it's like. But
well, that
I think
was different. I mean, you guys were somewhere. You were trespassing.
Yeah, I think they were United people. So I respect him 100% because it was a, you can't do it if United. We did talk about.
Would you sit there bleeding, screaming, just kill me? That's a weird.
No,
that
that's
a weird.
No, I told you what I'd yell. I'd be like, I'm going to blog this. Like, yeah, you don't know how many followers
I have. Yeah, you dropped it. You know who I am. Yeah, right. Like, pull out your Twitter.
Yeah, right, right. I'm going to make this fucking the scene. We did talk yesterday about boycotting United. I will be the first to admit, I told you I booked my trip to the Kentucky Derby,
United?
And United was the only direct flight.
No, I mean, that's what I said. I'm boycotting United unless they're the cheapest flight on Kayak when I go and
if
search.
If it's remotely similar, yes.
No, I'm but cheapest and best option.
I assume you heard about how Brett booked us to Augusta.
Yeah, I still don't think that was Brett's fault. But
whose fault do you think?
I think it's you want everyone to read your mind and be like a million places at once.
No.
Like you want to do the radio show and also get the direct flight.
Well, then let me throw this back at you, Dan. On the return trip.
Okay, see that? I haven't heard about the return trip.
On the return trip.
But didn't you change your flight? You were supposed to come back Sunday, and you came back Saturday.
No. It wasn't even me. It did the other guys.
Oh.
Basically the same exact price.
Got
they could have gone Augusta direct, which is 85 minutes up and down.
That's a tough one.
There is no explanation. By the way, I'm not going to go back into it.
Yes, you are. Just do
even
it.
Think that it was 1% my fault.
I do think it's sometimes as a manager you want Brett to like know exactly what like you want to be able to do the radio show, do the rundown, and also take the direct flight.
Right,
but if all three of those things don't line up, what is Brett supposed to do?
Ask.
Okay. I mean, I assumed he asked.
You thought he asked me?
Yeah.
I didn't even know direct flight existed. I didn't even know it existed.
I assumed he asked.
Jay Danahy went on a flight an hour earlier.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to do the radio, so that's why.
Well, he's like, what do you? He's asked, do you want to do radio on Tuesday? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, so you didn't ask the full question.
I had no idea the direct flight existed.
Say, I understand what happened. He just basically.
Do you want to do the radio? You thought it means you're going to miss a direct flight.
Yeah, yeah, got it. Okay, yeah.
It means you're going to travel
full ask.
But for 10 hours.
You're not going to book with him anymore. So
I told him he's done.
You did say that a month ago too.
I know, but no, this was something else.
Book your own travel.
I am going to.
It's the only way to do
it. He's incompetent.
This guy, though, by the way, the story
we
today.
We also incompetent. We hired Frank the Tank.
Yeah, I saw that. Are we going to hire my Bears Rain Man?
That was wild.
We could say that for the after show. This guy, though, them releasing like all this stuff, all his like illegal past. As creepy as it is, what he's done, it has nothing to do with this fucking situation.
Zero.
It's bullshit.
Zero. And by the way, if someone wants to trade you gay sex for drugs, that should be legal. That's a whole different rant I could go down. But if anybody without coercion or force agrees to a trade, that should be legal.
That's right.
You should be able to trade anything you want.
But the giving guys hand jobs while you're supposed
you should
to be
do that.
That's a little
you
bit.
You shouldn't do
but
that.
But that still has nothing to do. Unless
not a very good
United
doctor.
Wasn't like. I'm going to go get this guy because he's jerked off some in his, you know,
if
office.
If they did, would you be down with United?
I would say that that's a little, it is obviously more relevant to the story.
Right,
now.
If they were like, someone's got to get off this plane and that guy jerks off people unwillingly.
Right.
I think I'd be down with somebody, by the way,
that's a whole different philosophical discussion, but you can't jerk somebody off unwillingly because your dick won't get hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fact.
He's just spending too much time down there.
We went a lot of different ways on that
subject,
number
one.
I mean,
it was good. It was a vintage rundown.
Sergio's fiance. So she made the headlines because this dude, 86 years old, by the way, the BBC guy, off camera, he's like, she had the shortest shirt on campus. Shout out to the Masters for calling their grounds the campus. From now on, this office will be referred to as the Barstool campus.
The program?
That's program.
Yeah.
We're a program, and this is the campus. People freaked out, BBC. They want him fired. They're saying he's sexist. They're saying this, that, the other thing. KFC, what do you got on Sergio's? And they're saying it overshadowed
his
Sergio
moment.
Winning.
That's what's unbelievable. Like anything in the fucking world. They almost said it for Sergio. They were like, you ruined Sergio's moment. Like anything in the fucking world could ruin Sergio finally winning the Masters. Oh, my hot ass fiance was wearing a short skirt.
She's
really
not hot
overshadowed.
Ass.
That, well,
overshadowed.
That,
she's pretty hot.
That was my question. Am I like not remembering it as well? But like she wasn't stop everything you're doing.
No,
hot.
But she's a definitely. Hot chick.
So she can't. She physically can't overshadow it. Like there are times in golf tournaments where a woman will overshadow everything.
She was.
Paulina can do that.
Oh, Paulina did that with her upper skirt when she's walking up the steps.
Yes, that is a moment, right?
But everyone's talking about that, not Dustin Johnson.
I don't even remember her.
She was an attractive woman.
That's which you'd expect from a fucking professional golfer.
Right.
I'd much prefer she wear the shorts or tight pants, though, than that little tennis skirt thing. Not a fan of that look on chicks at all.
It's just, this is what, it's like one of those situations where it's actually a valid argument sometimes, but don't use it this time. What do you know what I mean? Like, you could say that a fiance does overshadow
and again, if,
a guy.
If she was dressing like really slutty, it was just, it was a little short, but it was one of those like athletic skirts. So it wasn't there was no attempt to overshadow it.
They do at the Masters, Dan. So at the Masters, one of the things I noticed is 30% of the gallery wore golf shoes.
Yeah,
the actual spikes.
Yeah, the golf art, and they wear the glove. Golf
art looked like they were ready to just
else,
like
man.
A celeb shot out of the blue. Like, hey, you, I need you to like. Yeah. Check. It was wild. Janet Jackson. So Janet Jackson is getting $500 million in a prenup with some like Dubai, Qatar prince guy. Is making news, and it was 5 years. So the prenup was they had to be married for 5 years. She basically divorced him like 5 years to the second. What do we got on this? We'll start with you, Dan.
I don't understand it. Who makes this deal? Like, why is this Dubai guy? What's the catch here? What does Janet Jackson have on this Dubai guy? Because no guy makes a prenup where he just gives all his money away after 5 years.
I have a theory.
I do also think, though, there is something to prenups have 5 and 10, like, automatically.
But
there's like 5 and 10 year benchmarks.
But I still don't understand the part that he's the rich one and he's got to give her all his money.
I have a pretty strong theory that I would say is 99.9% safe.
Okay.
That.
Did you stop kicking me? You're like playing footsie with me.
Hate your shoes.
I hate your shoes.
That was the quickest lash out. That was Twitter Davey lash out. I saw that lash out.
That was a bad lash.
I apologize.
That was a bad.
I apologize.
That was a you were rattled.
I wasn't rattled. I apologize.
You've been lashing out pretty often.
Unless you're rattled.
If I apologize, it doesn't
also,
count.
Also, you proved the guy's point, by the way. I don't think you realized that. When he's like, you have to pay for your friends.
And you're like, I got paid $100,000 to go there.
It
was an ad deal.
Yeah, I know, but you literally got paid.
It wasn't
to hang out with.
Yeah, but that's an ad deal. I'm going with Barstool, whatever.
But you looked like way worse, and you kind of confirmed what you were saying.
I looked way worse? I apologize. I said it was short for
you. He lashed out so hard on his shoes.
They stink.
He said he was kicking you.
They stink.
You've been like this the whole time to me.
Your shoes stink. Your face also stinks.
Can we carry on?
Yes.
I don't think they honor prenups in the Middle East. So this fucking guy.
That's a great point. Get your foot out. You keep doing it.
This guy doesn't give it. You want this, you want that.
That's a great point.
Who is going to enforce that?
This is fake.
It's not worth the paper it's printed on. Come and get it. She will get murdered by whoever murders people.
I stupidly assumed this was like American.
Real life. Yeah, like who the fuck enforces that in Qatar?
I don't even know anywhere. How would you even, $500 million is like a fake fucking number.
That's the whole thing, which makes you believe that
it's the least enforceable.
So now this all makes sense. He basically was like, he probably this Janet Jackson fetish his whole life.
Yep.
He was jerking off to her when she was like with the fucking Jackson, the little runt running around the Jackson 5. She wasn't in it, and then she's like, how do I get Janet Jackson to marry me? I'll offer her $500 million after 5 years in this fake Dubai court.
Boom. She had a kid with him too.
She could have said.
Well, yeah, you can't. I mean,
she could have said.
You have to kind of buy in.
That kid is just going
to
kill
anyway. Janet Jackson had to buy in. She had to buy into the whole program.
Whatever she said she needed to fuck him, he'd be like, fine.
It's genius.
Come and get it.
I live in Qatar. Genius, man.
Women don't even count in Qatar.
That's genius.
So, no brainer. I have to be surprised you weren't on that.
That's why I'm a little foggy.
This video, you're trying to pup. So it's two guys just like standing off. One dude's like, you're trying to pup, man? You trying to pup? What up? You trying to pup? And the other guy just fucking knocks him out.
That's it. You want to pup? That's it. You trying to pup?
Yo, you
want to
pop?
Yo, you trying to pup? Yes or no?
Yo. Oh, chill. That's it.
Pop, nigga. Chill.
With a rough and rowdy, slow type of haymaker.
That was so slow.
It was slow.
To say the guy who was talking shit made no effort to dodge that punch.
That's what I'm saying.
He walked into it.
That was one of the slowest punches I've ever seen, and he fucking nailed him right on the jaw. I mean, if you're going to talk shit like that. And you could see both of them were kind of getting ready, and then he just stood there and took it off the face.
I think Trent wrote this blog, and he was spot on when he said that the guy who's always talking too much in these videos is the guy who gets knocked out. There's an addition, though. It's the guy who's got the tight shirt. He's got the fucking Joey Porter popcorn muscles.
Yep.
He's got the chain. He's got the nice lines. He's usually the one who gets knocked out. Like, he thought he looked good that day. And then he fucking ended up with, like, whatever, what do you call it, a hematoma? What do you call it on your
face? That's a brain trauma.
Yeah, the hemoglobin.
What do you call it?
Hemoglobin?
What's
are
you looking at those guys?
Yeah, hemoglobin. I assume these guys are sitting here to be our stat checkers.
What is?
There's no other reason.
What is brain trauma?
Hemoglobin is definitely a word.
No, when you get the big fucking welt on your head. Hemoglobin, you have a computer in your lap. Don't look at me.
Contusion, we know it's a contusion.
This idiot over here is just sitting. Get on your computer.
You guys search. Search face, hemoglobin. Big thing on your head.
What's brain trauma?
Concussion.
Who had it? Someone had it.
Yeah, the boxer.
Yeah. From Baltimore. Fuck, what was his name?
Oh, Raheem. What is it?
Brain disfusion caused by what's the name? Brain disfusion. Nobody was
brain
on
disfusion
space.
Is the term.
Jesus.
Hemoglobin.
Sticking with punches.
Wait, can someone Google hemoglobin so we know what that is? Can we at least know if hemoglobin's way off? Because we're just saying the word hemoglobin over and over.
Red protein responsible for transport. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Red
hemoglobin.
Protein. Nailed it.
Sticking with punches. 50 Cent at his concert. A chick like grabbed 50 Cent.
I don't like these snack guys anymore. We're just going.
What?
What?
Gout.
Gout? No, it's
yeah,
not.
Gout.
This guy's name is Dave in the purple.
Why would that be Gout?
I like these snack guys again.
Who's the guy in the purple? Todd?
Tom
interview with me. You're like 3 seconds away from getting kicked.
Tom,
here.
When
like,
we go, when we went, here's a funny
disgusting
story.
Disgusting display. You're just sitting there looking at us. You're not Googling anything. Then you come in like half an hour later with gout.
This is a classic Get NFL. Tom, when we go to the NFL, when we go to the Super Bowl, and PFT and I broke into Radio Row, Tom comes up to me. He's just like, "What's up, big cat?" I was like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" He's like, "I'm credentialed through Fordham." I was like, "What?"
His Google on this, just for the record.
He's got a whole fucking setup at Radio Row, and we can't get in.
Just for the record, the thing he Googled was Seinfeld gout. I'm looking at it right now, I swear. It just says like Seinfeld gout.
You guys got to sit the same
what's
seats every day. We are stat checkers.
Someone has a big thing on their neck. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, gout is gout is the king's disease. It's when you drink
and you're
much
also thinking of goiter.
He's like so stupid.
This is a classic rundown, though.
You're
it's gone a million
stupid
different ways. You're doing okay.
He's alarmingly stupid is such a mean
so
thing
mean
to say.
It's so mean.
That is so brutal.
That whole exchange was like so surreal mean watching him react. And
he could make,
like
hey,
10 minutes
he might
behind,
be able to get us credentials next year. So
10 minutes behind
keep him around
the times and like way off. Alarmingly stupid. Tom, alarmingly stupid.
Spin zone, Dave knows your name now.
That is true. He will never forget you.
50 Cent. Sticking with punches, actually. So a girl at a concert, like he was reaching out, they grabbed him, and the girl pulled 50 Cent. 50 Cent just fucking hammers her right in the boobs. And in a great twist in which reinforces or reinstalls my faith in America, they called it all even because he let her come back up and twerk on stage. So it's like
he's a smart businessman.
All is forgiven.
He did
basically
it quick. He knew right away. He was like, I fucked up. He's like, bring her back over here. Brings her fat ass up there, and all's good.
What was that?
Hematoma. Yeah.
Hematoma. That was close enough. I should get half credit.
For the record, the proper term is hematoma.
What is brain trauma?
It's when you get hit in the head.
We don't have trauma.
Okay, I've asked. He's still not on the computer. The alarmingly stupid guy.
Tom.
Has had a chance to like redeem
alarmingly
himself.
Stupid Tom.
Maybe just Google, like, what is brain trauma? Like, brain trauma called. I may come up. No, that's... That's like a welt. He's talking about the welt on the eye.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
The twerker was pretty good.
Yeah.
She was pretty good at twerking. Yeah. She had a booty.
What?
It's a blood supply that goes to the injury causing the bump.
Okay. All right.
She had a pretty good booty. She was twerking it.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, punch, twerk, all that. Yeah. Imagine her explaining, like, hey, how was the 50 Cent concert? Like,
that was the best concert of her life.
I got punched in the boobs. Then
by 50 Cent, and then he called me up personally. They lifted me on stage, and I got to dance.
Weirdest thing, though, was her dress. She was, like, dressed for, like, Easter Sunday. And she's, like, in a floral dress at a 50 Cent concert getting punched in the
tit. I'm not going to say it.
That is
say
internet
it
rules.
About Brett? It may be, like... And I'm not sure it's true. So I'm taking it back. It's borderline racist, too.
Okay,
so I don't want to
maybe
say
don't say it.
Yeah, I'll let it permeate my brain. I want to say it
now. You have to say it.
You say, just say it as a question.
Whisper to me, and then I'll say it because then nobody
will say it.
I feel
like
I'm having a Bill Parcells, like, no offense to the Jets.
Yeah. No, say it as a question.
Okay. Do black people love dressing up in super Eastery colors around Easter?
Oh. Good question.
I don't think that's racist.
No,
that's a fair question.
I think it's a good question.
I think they probably go all out for Easter.
That's your intellectual curiosity at work.
You're right. So it's like that's close to it. Easter's around like pastels, and I feel like they get fired up.
Yeah. Get into it.
It's like an N1 contest.
I don't think that's a thing, but I don't think it's racist to ask that question either.
I think that was just a fair question.
You think it's a thing, Coley? That like they're like, it's near Easter, and I'm
going to
the concert.
Well, they're loading up. They have like, they probably like maybe 10 outfits.
Yeah, you can't
try
them out. I'm wearing this one Sunday. I'll wear it the Sunday before.
I'll wear it to the 50 Cent concert.
Right. Maybe.
What a shit show.
Post-show.
That was a great rundown. It was a great
so
rundown.
So, Dan, you were at Cubs raising the flag. What, yep. You met the guy who knew every Bears score for like the last 100 years.
It was.
How did he preface that? Was he just like.
So he didn't even want to do it. He was a Chicago police officer. His buddy was a stoolie. And he came. We were literally just getting dumped on for like 2 hours.
That's what made it so good, by the way.
It was like
water dripping off that guy's face
like
the whole time.
And it was one of those rains that it like started, it was 70 degrees, and by the end it was like 40.
Oh, that's cold.
So it just gets so cold. And the guy came up to me, he's like, hey, what's up, big cat? Like, big fan. And we're just like, okay, cool. He's like, my buddy here, like, he can name every single Bears game from 1999 to 2016. We must have sat there for an hour just doing like every game.
It's been raining for the last 2 hours, and this guy is standing here telling us that he can tell us any Bears game in the last 16 years. He knows the result. So we're gonna give him two random ones. Week 14, 2001.
Week 14, 2001. They beat the Bucks 27-3.
Week 4, 2008.
Week 4, 2008, they beat the Eagles 24-20.
And were you like checking them all?
He only got one. He got one wrong of maybe like the 70 I asked him. But he said, as he said, he's like, this is the score, but it might have been the bye week, so it would be the score next week. And I looked it up, and it was actually the bye week, and the score.
So
was the week
after. Is this just like a?
It's just a sad. Like I don't know.
Trick he did, or
no?
Like he has a autistic brain.
I don't know.
Could he do it with another team, or he just probably memorized?
No, he's got. He said he got. He has a photogenic memory. Oh. I don't know why you'd use it on that.
That's a.
It's like very sad. Like very sad. There's a lot of sad Bears years there.
A lot
very
of sad, sad games.
I thought you were
going to
say it was a sad trick. I think it's a great trick.
No, it's a good. I'm sure it's gotten him beers and every. Like, you know, you.
You can win every bet in the world.
Yeah, you can show up. Right, exactly. I mean, the fact that I, at one point, I think I had this on video when I was like week 4, 2002, and he was like, the Bears lost to the Bucks 6-3.
Week 7, 99.
They lost at Tampa 6-3.
Like, those are games that like me and you, when we finish watching, we're like, I'm going to black that
out.
I never
want to
remember that again.
Right.
That guy burns it into his brain.
That was that old Bucks uniforms too.
Like, yeah.
They got to go back to those.
No, not they switched those in the 90s. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. The creamsicles.
Yeah.
Those are old.
Those were old. Great.
So good.
Great.
Those
are
not in like 2002.
No, great. Because 2002 is when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, those were the old like. What? Yeah, those are some of the best uniforms ever.
I also everyone probably the most random moment. Everyone like basically left because the game. Well, I think the fourth inning was being played at like 11 p.m.
Yeah,
there was a moment where I was sitting in. I moved my season tickets from the bleachers to the seats because. Long story, the buddy I own him with has bad knees. He can't sit in the bleacher anymore.
He's
got gout. He actually has gout. He's got gout, and he's
a
mess.
No fucking way.
No, he does. He has gout, and he also has knee problems. He played
That's
football.
Barstool
at Notre
serendipity
Dame. He has bad knees. So we moved in. There was a moment. We were in the section. There was like basically no one in the section. It was me, my buddy, Scott Darling, and Ravel. Ravel came to say hello, and it was like the most random. Like, just sitting there being like, okay, we're doing this.
Weird crook.
And Ravel's just a weird, like,
any progress on
dude.
PMT with him?
He's still very worried about PFD.
Yeah.
He's very scared about it.
Listen.
It's like unbelievable how scared he is.
But in hindsight.
What's he afraid of?
He did this to him.
He
did that. Right, he brought it up again. Right. It was all fun and games, so PFD did that. I was like, dude, are you.
To Revelle's.
It's nerd flashbacks.
To Revelle's defense at the Masters, me and Frankie were in there and they take all your phone. You can't have any communication in the Masters. And Stewie came up. He's like, Goodell's right behind you in the green jacket. So I couldn't find him. But me and Frankie were like, what are we going to do? We have nothing. And I was going to do that, which is, in my mind, like the meanest thing I could do to him.
Yeah.
So it's a mean fucking thing.
That was like Revelle's favorite day of the year, though, because the Cubs, you know, like they open a new plaza and they have like all these commemorative things on sale and menus. He was just jizzing nerd all day. He's like, Scott was like, hey, you want something to eat? And Darren's like, I tried the whole menu at 3:30. It's like, come on, Revelle. It's classic.
All right. That's the rundown.